This podcast is sponsored by VIP Streams TV. VIP Streams TV is a premier cable and satellite alternative. Starting at just $35 a month, VIP Streams TV provides all of your streaming needs in one convenient app. With a customizable TV guide and a user-friendly interface, you can enjoy all your favorite movies, shows, and sports on any Android device. At VIP Streams TV, there are no credit checks, no deposits, and no cancellation fees. Registration is fast and easy at VIPStreamsTV.com. That's VIPStreamsTV.com.
It's 103.9 WDKX. Good morning, Rochester, on this Friday morning. This TGIF Friday morning, July 31st, the last day of July. It's the quarantine update with my brother Talent Harris. Talent, do you know what today is?
Oh, what is today?
Today is the day before you have to pay the rent.
Not me, my brother.
And also, man, there's a lot of New Yorkers who extra money in their unemployment comes to an end.
Yeah, but you got to understand that's not coming to an end. That's like being abolished. So, like when they wipe your money, when you get used to a certain amount of money, and then you know what that's like, the first child support check that came out your money. You like, yo, what happened to this check? Yo. What's just up?
Hey, man, you know, we do this every Friday morning, the quarantine update with me and Tyler Harris. We cover the news that happened throughout the week, the top news stories, and we're going to kick it off with your president, Mr. 4-5. He wants to delay this year's 2020 presidential election.
Oh, my goodness. And he dead serious, too.
Yeah. A lot of people are saying you can't do that.
But, you know, he stayed contradicting himself. You know what's funny about that? He's like, oh, you know, people mail in the ballots is going to be some fraud, right? But he always vote by ballot. That's a contradiction. How are you going to be the man that vote by ballot and then say you don't trust the ballot? Oh, we're supposed to trust yours, but you can't trust us.
I think what Trump's trying to do, man, because, you know, he just sent a bunch of money up here to Rochester for Kodak. So, you know, Kodak is getting out of the film business, and they're going to be doing the drug thing. You know, they're going to be making the ingredients for the generic drugs.
Oh, my goodness. Why don't they just hire Buick to make the drug?
So could it be him saying later on down the line, look what I did to Kodak. I brought them back to life.
Yo, listen, stranger things have happened. If Red Bull could go from malt liquor to energy drink.
Speaking of Trump, there was something else he had said about the suburban housing or something like that.
Oh, man, again, straight racist comment. Now, we always talk about how divisive he is as a president. He went to speak at a convention and had the nerve to say, hey, all my suburban people, you know, I'm signing this thing here that's going to reverse the situation where you no longer have to worry about lower income housing, affordable housing coming in your area. So now your property value is going to look to go up and your crime will go down. FOH 4-5. Got it.
Former Republican presidential candidate Herman Cain, unfortunate news, he passed away due to coronavirus.
Yeah, because guess what? He was at the Tulsa, Oklahoma rally with no mask on with all those people.
Wow.
Yeah, so he's one of those people that came down, tested positive, and unfortunately he didn't make it out the other side of that. Man. I wonder if this is going to be a wake-up call to those people that feel the same way.
You know what, though? I came to a conclusion. I know why, like, all those people are losing their damn mind about wearing their mask.
What is it?
Because 95% of them get to the store and say, damn, I left my mask in the car.
I think it's simpler than that. You know what I think? I think it's as simple as, you know, they breath stink. Your breath stink. You don't want to throw that. Who want to be in that mask all day and face their worst fears? Oh, I'm going to tell you that's what the real problem is. I'm telling you.
Oh, man. Hey, Tyler, we're going to take a break. We're going to come right back. We got a lot more to get into, like find out who lost an endorsement deal because of comments they made.
This podcast is sponsored by VIP Streams TV. VIP Streams TV is a premier cable and satellite alternative. Starting at just $35 a month, VIP Streams TV provides all of your streaming needs in one convenient app. With a customizable TV guide and a user-friendly interface, you can enjoy all your favorite movies, shows, and sports on any Android device. At VIP Streams TV, there are no credit checks, no deposits, and no cancellation fees. Registration is fast and easy at VIPStreams with a Z, VIPStreamsTV.com. That's VIPStreamsTV.com.
It's the quarantine update with my brother Talent Harris. Talent, what up?
Hey, man, everything's good on my end. How you doing over there, Sy?
Man, I'm pretty good, man. I got a question to ask you, Talent, because I know you're a sneakerhead. I know you're a sneakerhead. Yes, sir. Because I remember you went, I believe, down to Atlanta one time, and you went to, like, this big sneaker warehouse, and you just put me on. So I want to ask you, I'm going to ask you this question. Would you wear sneakers if they were endorsed by a restaurant?
Hell no.
Well.
Hell no. Who the hell is thinking of that?
Well, listen, KFC just dropped a shoe collaboration with Crocs that went on sale at 12 p.m. Eastern time on Tuesday, and they sold out within a half hour.
Oh, okay, with Crocs. So that ain't for us. They joined up with Crocs. That, you know, they ain't for us to worry about. But, you know, here's the thing. You know, America, these businesses are so competitive. I wouldn't doubt it if somebody like Popeyes start working on a new sneaker, too.
Huh? What you mean?
Know, change it up. Like, you remember the Reebok pump with the pump on the front?
Yeah.
Instead of the pump, put a biscuit. Put a biscuit on the front of the tongue. So in case you get hungry playing basketball, now you're protecting your ankles and you're protecting your appetite.
I'm telling you, man, this coronavirus pandemic that made us all creative, even fast foods. Speaking of brands, do you remember Dre and Michelle from Basketball Wives?
Yeah.
Well, Dre and Michelle found herself messing up the church's money.
Oh, my goodness. Not the church's money.
The church's money. Now, Dre and Michelle was on a podcast, and the topic of discussion was one of the hottest entertainment news, the Tory Lanez and the Megan Thee Stallion. You know, for those who are not familiar, Megan Thee Stallion was injured in a shooting a few weeks back. So Dre and Michelle was on this podcast, and on the podcast, they asked her, what does she think about what happened? And Dre and Michelle said, to be honest, I'm thinking that they had a Bobby and Whitney situation.
Ooh.
And then she went on to say this.
I want you to like me so much that if I'm trying to get out the car and you're like, no, sit your fucking ass in the car. And I'm like, no, nigga, I'm fucking getting out the car. No, you're not.
He shoots you in the foot. Wow. Yeah.
Like, how can you joke around like that? You want someone to love you so much that you want them to shoot you in your foot?
You know we're in a strange world, man.
Now, this is the kicker. Now, Dre and Michelle had a lingerie endorsement deal with Fenty, which is owned by Rihanna. Rihanna, who's linked to Jay-Z. Get this now. Megan Thee Stallion is linked to Jay-Z. You remember 13 years ago, Rihanna was in a similar situation, unfortunately, with Chris Brown. She didn't get shot, but there was some violence that went.
Yeah, I remember.
So for her to even come out her mouth to say that when she signed to Rihanna, who was in a similar situation 13 years ago, it's crazy.
No, I know, Sight. Like, stranger things have happened. But, again, I agree with you. Like, how could you wish these things, you know, to happen to yourself? Like, the last story, at least Rihanna, like you said, got out of there. It wasn't so drastic. Nobody got shot. But it was some hostilities and some violence. Did you have a chance yesterday to watch the homegoing funeral service for John Lewis?
I watched a few moments of, because I was in and out of the house. But I actually caught what Bill Clinton was talking.
Let me tell you something. It was amazing. It was worth the 3.5 hours. It lived up to everything that it was cracked up to be. He had three living presidents come there. You had Clinton. You had Bush, W. Bush. You also had Obama do the eulogy. And on top of that, you know, a letter was sent in from Jimmy Carter. So that's four presidents.
Wow.
You know you're doing something right. You know what I mean? You had Jennifer Holliday singing. You had some great poems. Pastor threw some poems. I mean, it was just beginning to end. It was immaculate. And then, you know, they closed it off. Two things closed it off with B.B. Winans and his brother sing a song they made up called Good Trouble, you know, in the name of John Lewis. And then they played a video at the end, his favorite song with John dancing to Pharrell's Happy.
I remember seeing that video. Wow. Well, he's going to be missed, man. He definitely, on his time on this earth, he did a lot of great things.
Oh, yeah. And he's a true activist. You know, you got a lot of people that say they're activists, but you know how your true activists, they work beyond their life. Even when they're gone, they have words and information for you. You know, he had sent in his last op-ed to New York Times and gave them instructions to print it on the day of his funeral.
Wow.
And it got printed yesterday on the day of his funeral, an op-ed in the New York Times. You could look that up. The late, great congressman, John Robert Lewis.
Talent, man, I want you to have a great weekend. Have a safe weekend. And we're going to link up hopefully soon and bust some Impossible Burgers down.
You know what? That sounds delicious, my brother. I can't wait to see you. Have a safe and happy weekend, brother. And, you know, just keep it all together. And this too shall pass.
You too, man. It's the WDKX Quarantine Update with my brother Talent Harris on 103.9 WDKX. Good morning.
This podcast is sponsored by VIP Streams TV. VIP Streams TV is a premier cable and satellite alternative. Starting at just $35 a month, VIP Streams TV provides all of your streaming needs in one convenient app. With a customizable TV guide and a user-friendly interface, you can enjoy all your favorite movies, shows, and sports on any Android device. At VIP Streams TV, there are no credit checks, no deposits, and no cancellation fees. Registration is fast and easy at VIPStreamsTV.com. That's VIPStreamsTV.com.